कुंज बिहारी जय
राधा माधव
कुंज सॉन्ग बुक्स गोपी जन वल्लभ The beautiful place known as Vrindavan is a transcendental abode in spiritual world and is made entirely of divine touchstones. There are many beautiful temples. Page number 87. There are many beautiful temples made out of jewels, and swans known as Rajahamsa play in the waters of the river Yamuna, which flows through that transcendental land. In the water of that divine river, there is a beautiful golden lotus of 100 petals. In the midst of that lotus, there is a golden platform surrounded by 8 petals. Situated upon those 8 petals are the principal sakis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. On that golden platform, the divine couple sit upon a jewel throne. In the company of Lord Shama sits the beautiful Radhika. The beauty and sweetness of Sri Radha and Govinda's forms during their talks, which are filled with smiles and laughter, is emanating showers of nectar. Narottam Das says, "May these eternal pastimes filled with transcendental joy be ever manifest in my heart." Brindavana Ramya Sthana Divya Chintamani Dama Brindavana
Rathana Mandira Manohara.
श्रुपाद परमहंसा परिव्रजाखाचार्य स्तोत्र शतश्री श्रीमद् श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद। श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिको श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गुरु गौरांग की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। भक्ति विकास स्वामी नित्यानंद नमस्ते। ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्यज्ञानञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द। श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Hare Krishna. Yesterday we saw that four kinds of relationships, rasas are there, which are the basis of devotees. Devotion for Krishna, or love for Krishna. And so we also discuss that how a devotee is fully satisfied in his own relationship with Krishna, and he consider it to be supermost. Then, in the next verse, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he explains that he explains the relation between all this. Rasas, achintya beda beda tattva, between these rasas, oneness among them and the difference. So oneness is that they are all transcendental, they are all spiritual, so they are all rasas. But the difference in them is degree of sweetness varies. So we will see that. Tatastha hoya mane vicharaya dikari sabara sahite shangare adhika madhuri. So tatastha hoya mane vicharaya dikari. Tatastha means impartial. If you think impartially, tatastha hoya mane vicharaya dikari. With open mind. Sabha rasa haite shangara adhika madhuri. Among all the rasas, shangara rasa is most sweet. It is told like that. So in the Purport Srila Prabhupada, he says, no one is higher or lower than anyone else in the transcendental relationship with the Lord. For in the absolute realm, everything is equal. But although these relationships are absolute, there is also transcendental differences between them. Thus the transcendental relationship of conjugal love is considered the highest perfection. So all are pure devotees, and all these rasas give pleasure to Krishna. But still, there is also difference between them, in the sense that, so sweetness is different, and Shangara Rasa is ultimate perfection of that sweetness. even on spiritual platform there is differentiation. This is called Tharatamya Jnana. Not that everything is, although it is, everything is absolute and one and spiritual, but still there is difference. So this Tharatamya Jnana, so Madhvacharya, he emphasized a lot on that differentiation even on spiritual realm, on spiritual position. So of course there is oneness part also, as we see in this. No one is higher or lower than anyone else in the transcendental with the Lord, for in the absolute realm everything is equal. So basically everything is spiritual there, absolute, and everything gives Krishna, pleasure to Krishna. So then, to substantiate his point that among all the rasas, this Shringara rasa is most sweet. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes a verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So this verse is quoted as Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila chapter 4, text 45. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it is 2.5.38. You can write BRS 2.5.38. 2.5.38. So in this, okay, we will recite this. Yatottaram asau svadha. Yatottaram asau svadha. 38. Visheshollasamayapi.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Bhasate kapi kashyachen.
Bhasate kapi kashyachen.
Yatottaram asau svadha.
Yatottaram asau svadha.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Bhasate kapi kashyache.
Bhasate kapi kashyache.
Yatottaram asau svadha.
Yatottaram asau svadha.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Bhasate kapi kashyache.
Bhasate kapi kashyache.
Yatottaram asau svadha.
Yatottaram asau svadha.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Bhasate kapi kashyache.
Bhasate kapi kashyache.
Yatottaram asau svadha.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Bhasate kapi
kashyache.
Yatottaram asau svadha.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Bhasate kapi kashyache.
Yatottaram
asau svadha.
Visheshollasamayapi.
Ratirvasanaya svadvi.
Bhasate kapi
Anyone else? Okay. Yatha Uttaram.
One after another.
Asau. That. Swada Vishesha. Of particular taste. Ullasamayi. Consisting of the increase. Api. Although. Rati. Love. Vasanaya, by the different desire. Swadvi, sweet. Bhasate, exists. Kapi, any. Kasyachit, of someone, the devotee. Increasing love is experienced in various states, one above another. So, yatottaram maso swada, beginning from shanta rati to up to shangara rati. So, rati rasa, both are same. So, there is increasing sweetness is there. But that love which has the highest taste in gradual succession of desire manifests itself in the form of conjugal love. So, conjugal love manifests the highest love. So, this verse is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. If you see, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu there are four parts. Just like there are four directions. East, West, North and South. So, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sindhu means ocean. In the ocean there are four directions are there. And in each section of the ocean, this is second one. So, second section. That is southern section. Second one is, first is East, second is South. In the second section of this ocean, fifth wave. In the ocean there are waves, no?
Yeah.
So, fifth wave. In the second section, southern wave, there is description of different bhavas. So, vebichari bhava, sanchari bhava, like that, anubhava. So like that. And fifth one is Sthayi Bhava. Sthayi Bhava and Rasa. After Bhava comes Prema. So Sthayi Bhava and Rati, Rasa, they are all same. That is Prema it is. So fifth wave is called Sthayi Bhava. In Sthayi Bhavas, these five kinds of relations, there is a description of five kinds of relationship. After describing these five kinds of relationship, the last one, in the conclusion, so this verse is composed by Rupa Goswami. So he says that among all these relationships, this Madhura Rati, Shangara Rati is most sweet. Therefore, so another name for this is Madhura, Madhurya or Madhura. In the next verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he confirms that. Atayeva madhura rasa kahitara nama svakiya parakiya bhave dvivida. One more thing in this verse is that so we discussed previously that all the devotees, they feel that theirs is best. You see here. After the five types of rati have been described, a doubt arises. Should all these types be considered equal or successively superior? If they are equal, then all the ratis should have the same inclinations. If they are successively superior, what is the cause of for differing inclinations in people for different ratis? This verse answers. So increasing from first to last, yatotaram, from Shuddharati to Priyatarati, they are, Shuddharati means Shantarati. So they become progressively filled with taste or delight. So in this way, so progressively delight, progressively sweet. So therefore, among all this, although progressively sweet, but this most highest is this Shangara Rati. Therefore, its another name is Madhura Rasa. Ata eva Madhura Rasa kahitara nama svakiya parakiya bhave dvivida samstana. Yesterday we discussed that. Again, in this Shangara Rasa, there are two divisions. One is svakiya, another is parakiya. So Prabhupada, he says, svakiya means wedded. Wedded means officially you are married. So married queens, their rasa is called as svakiya rasa. So this is in, we see Dwaraka. So queens are married to Krishna. And parakiya means unwedded. So if anyone tries to imitate this in the material world, Shukadeva Goswami, what he says in the Bhagavatam, they are drinking poison, he says. So in fact, poison you may drink and die once, but those who imitate this, they repeatedly take birth in this world and die. So material world, we should not. So here rasa is not mundane rasa, it is about transcendental rasa in the spiritual world. Sometimes people criticize Krishna, oh, why he is dancing with other man's wife like that. This, so someone came with his wife and asked one of our ISKCON sannyasi, so why Krishna does like this? He dances with other man's wife. Then that is concerned as he asked him, you are dancing with other man's wife or Krishna is dancing with her? Krishna is dancing with other man's wife. Because if you see, all are Krishna's wives, whether man, woman, everyone in this world. In Bhagavad Gita, that verse is quoted, no? Anyone remembers that verse? 3.10. Shriyapati, Yagyapati, Prajapati, Diyampati. That verse is there, no? How many times Pati Pati word comes? So 12 times it comes. So Lord is considered as Pati. He is the Pati of everyone. So he is husband of everyone. In Bhagavad Gita, living entities are called as Prakriti. Prakriti is feminine, Purusha is masculine. Basically, that means Lord is enjoyer and we are enjoyed. That is the meaning of that. Just like in this world, just if you take so woman is enjoyed by man. So similarly, all living entities have a relation with the Lord. Lord is enjoyer and living entities are enjoyed. Lord is dominator and living entities are dominated. So Pati doesn't mean you have to be only husband only. Master, Pati means master, Swami, all these kind of meanings. You got the idea? So in this way, we see that Krishna is not enjoying with other man's wife. These mundaners are trying to enjoy Krishna's property. So Isha Vashamitam Sarva. So anyway, coming back to this point, that there are two, Svakiya and Parakiya. Parakiya bhave ati rasera ullas vrajavina ihara anyatra nahi vas. So ullas, so parakiya bhava, in parakiya bhava the rasa manifests in a fullest extent or in a great extent, ullasa means. So then vraja vinayihara anyatra nahi vas. Without, in vraja, apart from vraja, it does not exist anywhere in the world. Not even in Vaikuntha. Sometimes some people, this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, sometimes some people they say that it only exists in the vraja of this. Generally, so Lord's abode in Golok, abode in the spiritual world is called Goloka Vrindavana. And here in the material world it is called as Gokul Vrindavan, or it is called as vraja. So sometimes some people say, when here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, when he says vraja vina ihara anyatra nahi vas, means it only exists in the vraja, that means Vrindavan of this world. So you know, near Delhi we have Vrindavan, not in the original Goloka Vrindavan. So but actually it exists in, because Krishna's pastimes are eternal. So that eternally exists in the spiritual world also. Parakiya bhava is there in the spiritual world also. So that is confirmed by six Goswamis of Vrindavana. So our Shad Goswamis, they explained that this exists even in spiritual world also. So he says, Vraja vadu ganerayai bhava niravati tharamadya shiradaya bhaveravati. Vraja vadu ganerayai bhava niravati. So this mood is unbounded in the damsels of Vraja. So our Vraja vadus, they manifest this parakiya rasa. Tharamadya shiradaya bhaveravati. So among all those gopis, among all the gopis, so this rasa, Shangara rasa, attains, or Parakiya rasa attains perfection in Srimati Radharani. In other words, she is the highest devotee in Shangara rasa. So yesterday we remembered that, like in Rasa Leela, what happens? So Krishna was dancing with the gopis, and gopis felt that we are the most fortunate women in the entire creation. They became little proud. Then what Krishna did? He left everyone and went away. But he did not go alone. He went with Srimati Radharani. So then, you know, if you see the Bhagavatam description there, at certain point of time, Srimati Radharani becomes very tired. Then she says to Krishna, "You lift me," she says. Then Krishna disappears from her also after that. So in this way, generally Krishna does not like pride among devotees. Of course, this is again transcendental pride. It is not that gopis became proud just to increase separation between them, gopis. So Krishna manifests such pastimes. So this is one description. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there is another description of Rasa Leela. So this Rasa Leela takes place in Sharad month, Sharad Purnima. The Bhagavatam, the Rasa Leela which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So it takes place in Sharad Purnima day, in the month of Sharad Kartik. You know? So most beautiful day of the year it is. But there is also Vasanti Rasa, that is just before beginning of summer season, you know, just before beginning, at the end of that month of Vasanta Rutu comes there, around that time, January, February and March, around that time. So that time Krishna performs another Rasa Leela. So this Rasalila, which is described in Bhagavatam, takes place in Vrindavan. And that Rasalila takes place in Govardhan area. So there, instead of Krishna leaving Srimati Radharani, Radharani leaves Krishna. And then Krishna searches for Srimati Radharani. Near Govardhan, on the back of Radha Kunda. So that is described in Govinda Lilamrata by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, again quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here we see that so gopis feel separation from Krishna and they search for Krishna, including Radharani. There Krishna feels separation from Srimati Radharani, and he searches for Krishna. In fact, there is description how Krishna literally becomes mad. Where is Srimati Radharani? Where is Srimati Radharani? Like that. And she exhibits that, mana bhav, that means she is transcendental anger, mood of anger, right? So in this way, so Krishna becomes like a henpecked husband, what they say. In English there is henpecked husband. Henpecked husband means a husband who is always running behind wife. Later on. There is Hindi saying also is Joru ka gulam. So like that, Krishna becomes like that. There you see, in this Rasalila which is described, it gives the impression that Krishna is superior to Radha. And there Srimati Radharani is superior to Krishna. So that is what Gaudiya Vaishnavas cherish. They worship that relationship, Radha and Krishna. So the very meaning of Gaudiya means those who are worshippers of Srimati Radharani. So Vaishnava means one who is devotee of Lord Vishnu is called as Vaishnava. And devotee of Lord Krishna is called as Karshna or Karshneya. So devotee of Lord Krishna. And Gaudiya means one who is devotee of Srimati Radharani. So of course, those who are servants of Srimati Radharani, those who are worshippers of Srimati Radharani. Of course, if you see the literal meaning of Gaudiya means, there is a Pancha Gauda and Pancha Dravida. So India was divided into two parts. So, and Pancha Gauda. And especially that area of Bengal is called as Gauda Desha, among those Pancha Gauda Deshas. So the devotees who come from that, hail from that that place, is called they are called as Gaudiyas. But the internal meaning of this word Gaudiya means those who are devotees of Srimati Radharani. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained these both meanings, and that is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. So in this way they give more importance to Srimati Radharani. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, Sri Varshabhanavi Daita Das, the meaning of the meaning of his name, so is also indicates that that how they give more, Gaudiyas give more preference to Srimati Radharani. Generally these things we don't discuss in general. These things are very deep topics. So there are especially two verses. So there is a book written by Raghunath Das Goswami called Vilapa Kusumanjali. So Vilapa means lamentation. So Kusumanjali. Kusuma means flowers. Anjali means garland. So, garland of flowers of lamentation. So, what are his lamentation? His lamentation is not because, oh, I don't have money, I don't have wealth, I don't have so many, I have this problem, that problem, not like that. Like Shudra. So, so chayati iti Shudra. Shudra means he always laments. But this is transcendental lamentation. So in separation from Krishna and his devotees, and especially in that Vilapa Kushmanjali, so Raghunath Das Goswami is exhibiting separation from Srimati Radharani. So he says, so what is the use of this Vrindavan without you, he says. And what is the use of even Krishna also without you? I do not want this Vrindavan, I do not want even Krishna without you, like that. So this is the mood of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Therefore, there is difference between mood of Mirabai and Gaudiya Vaishnava. This, so she wants Krishna, but without Radha or Gopis, you know. So that is the difference. That Yesho Yesho Giridhari, like that, some song is there written by, O Giridhari, you come, I will worship you, like that. So, but Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they do not like to worship Krishna without Srimati Radharani. It is like taking the position of Gopis and Srimati Radharani. Our mood is to assist in the enjoyment of Radha and Krishna. Gopis and Krishna. Saki Bhav, that is called as. So we see that this song is there. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Narottam Das Thakur, he wrote. It is there in this song book. So generally Manjaris are, they are servants of Sakis and Radha. Sakis means these Ashta Sakis, you know. In Mayapur you all seen, no? The principal associates. Gopi associates of Krishna. So Radha and all these Ashta Sakis, they are sometimes called as Sakis. Our friends of Radha also are called Sakis. So there are Manjaris. Manjaris, they assist the Sakis to serve Krishna. And so all these Manjaris, they appeared as Shad Goswami. Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami. And Sanatan Guna Manjari is Sanatana Goswami. So like that, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raga Manjari. So like that, different Manjaris are there. So and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari. There is one Manjari called name Kamala. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Nayanamani Manjari. Nayanamani. Nayana means eyes. Mani means that central part of the eye. There is one black central part would be there, no? So that is called Nayanamani. Srimati Radharani is a central part, he is. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Eye, her, you know, central part of her eyes. Or he is personification of Srimati Radharani glancing at Krishna. That glance. So that is Nayanamani Manjari. You can imagine who is he. Yeah, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in this way, these Manjaris, they serve Sakis. So basically what they were telling, they appeared as Acharyas. They are telling, we are servant of the servants of Krishna. Gopir Bharthur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanudas. So they serve Krishna. But this mood that, you know, Mirabai, she may be a pure devotee, but point is that mood is different. So in transcendental pastimes, in the transcendental sports, so our acharyas, they hate that mood of enjoying Krishna separately. So there is one competitor gopi of Radha called Chandravali. So she is sister of Srimati Radharani. And so of course her village is different. You have seen? Someday you also, you take us also. Yeah. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are manifested in his heart. Anyway, coming to the point that so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his, some of his songs that I don't like to even look at her village also, he says. So so Chandravali's village. So in this way we are all Radharani's party. We are servants of the servants of the servants of Srimati Radharani. She is highest devotee in Parakiras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions, comments?
This way, Prabhupada also something.
Prabhupada didn't reveal it, so we don't speculate it on that. So whenever acharyas don't teach anything, we don't take it so seriously. But we know that that appeared in the dream of one of his disciples, and he expressed that in front of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur laughed and accepted it. And in some writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also it is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote about himself. He wrote about himself. And about other Goswamis, there is a book called Gaura Ganodesha Deepika by Sivananda, that Kavikarnapura. Kavikarnapura was son of Sivananda Sen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kavikarnapura was in the womb of his mother. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given his Mahaprasad to Sivananda Sen to give it to his wife when Kavikarnapura was. And he has written many books. One of the books is Gaura Ganodesha Deepika. That about all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is their position in Krishna's pastimes. And that is again based on, seems like it is based on Krishna Ganodesha Deepika, book written by Rupa Goswami. So there are description about all the associates of Krishna, all the gopis, where they stay, what are their features, what are their activities and all those things. So based on logical, you know, description. So Gaura Ganodesha Deepika is composed. And how Krishna Ganodesha Deepika is composed? It is composed based on all the scriptures. After studying all the scriptures, Nana Shastra Vidana, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno, Sadharma Samsthapako, Loka Nam Hitakari Nao Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanya Karo. Anything else?
This, before coming to ISKCON, we never heard about Rupa Goswami, but we heard so much about Mirabai and how is that? She is.
this is all sentimental, maha sentimental sampradaya which became somehow amazingly India became very unphilosophical very unphilosophical, sentimental, very sensual, sensual. So previously in, now also it must be there in BHU, Banaras Hindu University. So there is a whole department to just to study Jiva Goswami's books. So they were so famous, Goswami's were. So I saw when I came to first to Krishna Consciousness, I went to Udupi Mutt. In Udupi Mutt they are selling Jiva Goswami's book in Sanskrit. They are in just Sanskrit, you know. So they also studied Jiva Goswami's book. So literature. So this whole philosophical scholarship and scholars, suddenly everything disappeared in India. So people, yeah, they worship Krishna. They are moved of Vaikuntha. Their mood is Vaikuntha mood, and they are basically Lakshmi Narayan or Sitaram worshippers there. Yeah, but this Rasa theology was developed by Gaudiya Acharyas, Rupa Goswami and others. So there are some indications in Madhva literature, like, you know, Jaya Tirtha or Vijaya Dvaja Tirtha, he uses the name Gopijana Vallabha in many places. You don't need elaborate description of Gopi and Radha Krishna Leelas. If the word Gopijana Vallabha is used, means there is indication of Rasa Tattva there. So like that, there you can find it. That is one research project for us. So research project. Among all the, if you see, Gaudiya Vaishnava is in there, all this Tattva Sandarbha and all this Sandarbhas and literature, which Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, Jiva Goswami and other Goswamis wrote, they have taken from all the Sampradayas, but maximum they have quoted from Madhva Sampradaya. That is another evidence that how we are more related with Madhva Sampradaya than others. Main thing is teaching, no? Right or not? From where we are taking the teachings, right? Shiksha. So,
elaborately explained from the Madhvas.
Yeah. There's sutra. So that is one project, Rasa Theology in Madhva Sampradaya. Someone has to do research on that. That is, in the future when we want to preach to Madhvas, they may question us. There was one scholar, he died now. He was very famous Madhva scholar, B.N.K. Sharma. So he criticized Jiva Goswami. So he says that he is coming in Madhva, but where is all this Rasa theology which is there, you know, in Madhva Sampradaya, like that. So anyway, they are all more of mundane scholars than strict Madhva scholars, because he glorified Vivekananda. You criticize Jiva Goswami and glorify Vivekananda. Most of these traditional scholars, they are most, because they identify with Hindu Dharma, you know, right? And Vivekananda spread Hindu Dharma, like that. So that is, they are not Tattva Darshis. Guru should be Tattva Darshi. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas Tattva Darshinah. Prabhupada was Tattva Darshi. Tattvadarshi means should know the truth, what is right, what is wrong, what is truth and what is untruth. If you merge Vivekananda with Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is Mayavada, right or not? Mayavada.
In English, how we write this?
There is a book by B.N.K. Sharma, Madhva's Influence on Other Sampradaya, something like that. So in that he mentions that. This Anandmayi Prabhu has collection of lot of collection of B.N.K. Sharma's books in his library. Once I saw. Yes.
In English, why we write like this? Yathotaram asau swada, then dash, then down we write. It is for ease of reading or just we can continue? Sanskrit should be, even though we are writing in English.
That is for pronunciation. Sandhi this is called as Sandhi Beda. Dividing the conjunctions. Sandhi means conjunction, no? Sandhya means conjunction between day and night. So that is for pronunciation. Sandhi Beda.
So Raghunath Das Goswami or Raghunath Goswami is Raghunath?
Raghunath Das Goswami. Yeah, North Indian Hindi sentimental maha.
Samadhi Mandir is there in Vrindavan, Prabhu, near
Radharaman
temple, Samadhi Mandir is there.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year I visit.
Yeah.
Temple is there.
Yeah, monkeys also. May take Samadhi in Vrindavan. I'm not saying she is so bad, but. That doesn't justify her as a great devotee.
It is said probably that whatever services we render to Radha and Krishna in Vigraha form or in water form, that service is actually not reaching to them, it's in Guru Vrindavan. Actually, that service is reaching only up to Lakshmi Narayana in Vaikuntha. So, is it true?
Generally, in the beginning, there should be reverential mood. So, mood should be reverential. Otherwise, if you think that Krishna is my friend, we will land in trouble, no? Right or not? So, we should have very respectful mood. Therefore, to develop that respectful mood, you see in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or in Nectar of Devotion, which Prabhupada has translated, there are so many rules and regulations. There are so many offenses, list of offenses. We should not even talk loudly in front of the, you know, deities and in the temple hall. So many offenses are there. We have to be extremely careful. Children also should be trained into all this. They should not scream there. They should not be playful there. Play means there is playground, not temple hall. Right or not? So all these things we have to train. So when we offer in reverential mode, that is generally that reverential mode is for Lakshmi Narayan, right or not? So Prabhupada in 4th canto of Bhagavatam, he wrote like that. That in the beginning when we offer, it goes to Lakshmi Narayan like that. So that's why they say like that. In one place Prabhupada mentioned.
Then when will it be possible that our
services
reach them?
Yeah, it reaches to Radha Krishna also. So gradually, by following Vidhi Marga, spontaneity develops. So that is that there is different stages are there. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti. On the stage of Asakti, because intense Asakti means attachment. You are not forced to get up in the morning. So spontaneously you get up. Because you cannot remain getting up without in the morning. So that is attachment. So now still we are struggling with the anarthas, anartha nivritti stage. One lifetime may go in just anartha nivritti only. So sahajiyas, what they do? For them there is no platform of anartha nivritti only. They think that we are on attention, prema. They don't pass through this anartha nivritti stage. They directly, sahaja, advanced stages, they take them. So So very easily, we have attained so easily prema like that. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samveda Bhaktavinoda ki.